I've been so long with the Finns now, I have forgot my English. I was pretty good on it when I was young.
Did Mr. Karhinen tell you what we're doing?
No, not much.
We are working for the state of Florida, and we're making a radio program on the experiences of some of our citizens in Florida who have come over from another country and are now living in America, and why they came and how they came and whatever, and the immigrant experience. And so we want to just ask you some questions about your life and how you've come over, and just take your time and answer it as slowly or as fast as you want. First of all, what is your name?
In English or in Finn?
Both.
Mary Lipponen. Lipponen.
And in Finnish?
Maija.
Maija. That's a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. When did you come over to America?
1910, I came to America.
And why did you come here?
Well, have I got time to explain?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, my father left Finland. I was youngest from the kids. And he left Finland, and mother and four kids there, and he never came back. And my older brother come to America and want to see us. And then when he start back America, I was staying by the stove. We got different kind of stove, what do you got now? And I was crying there. And he come to me. Excuse me. And say, Maija, what's the matter? I say, I don't like to see you go, because we all love you and we want you to be here with us. And so we got somebody to depend on. And he say, well, I take a look what I can do about, don't cry anymore. And so I stopped, and then he went and talked to my mother, and he came back after a while, and he told me, Maija, you going to go with me? I asked her. He said, America. Well, how I could go now? I haven't got anything. Don't they need the papers and things like that? And he said, yes, we need the papers and we need the money for the tickets. Mama got enough money to pay your tickets, so you'll be all right. And so that's how I get started. And then my mother was left with one more. My sister was in Massachusetts already. And, excuse. And then my brother said, let's go and see your sister now, or our sister. And we went to that Cape West Barnstable, Cape Cod, if you know where that is. And I stayed there for a while and worked on the field, cranberry field. They got those little branches where you have to stick in the ground, and you I was there with the other woman, and we planted those cranberry plants. And then I stayed there, I can't remember, about the whole summer. That was in spring when I came. And I stay a whole summer there. And then I start to Ersabula, Ohio, to try to find my father, because my father was, he write a letter sometimes and give the address where he is, but he forgot the money. But we got a home, but we had to work real, real hard to make the things go. And because there were two brothers, my said the uncle and my father. And so my father was kind of a wild guy, a kind, and come to Maryland and stay here. Well, I come to Ersabula, and they put, I got an address whereby who I want to find and where he stays. And we had noticed my father. I become an Ersabula that day and that time. And nobody was there to meet me. And boy, that was some time. And I had my piece of paper, my address there, Papa's address, and he didn't even know I was there because he never got the letter I was sending. And so I wait, and then come evening, and they start to get, sort of a close up the station or what they did. But anyhow, they want me to get out. They bring my baggage to me, and whatever, I got some kind of purse, that purse on my hand, and then they put me in streetcar. And a streetcar went right to the harbor, Ersabula Harbor. Well, and I had heard there's a lot of Finns there. And there was a lot of Finn always, because that's sort of a stopping place for the Finns when they come to America. And so give my things, and I went to streetcar and started excuse my English, I was pretty good on it. But when we get old, we forget the things. And then streetcar went, and they come and put me out, give my baggage and my purse, and out I go. And no place to go, and didn't know anybody.
Just take your time.
Excuse me. And then I thought, well, I start up where that streetcar stopped. I started up to the hillside there, and I kind of look everyone, do they look like a Finn? So I couldn't ask about my father. No, didn't see anybody like that. But then I come close to the one building, and it says there, Valley Mackie. Well, that's a really Finn name. And so I went there, and there were a lot of people there. And I was asking my father, and I tell what he's been doing and all that. And then And then nobody know about my father. He was sort of a guy who liked to go to the fishing and shooting and all those things. And at that time yet, they did have even karhu. What is the karhu now in English? Bear. Mm-hmm. They had to give. My father's name was Honkisto, Antti Honkisto, and they give my father a nickname for Karhu Antti. That by that shooting, he got all kind of animals. What he got, and then somebody happened to know. When I explain more and more, they happen to know where he's staying, and they notified him, and he came up. This family took me in, and they notified my father, and he came up next day, and 6 or 7 anyhow. And I have to sleep there. I sleep somewhere. I can't remember. That woman... came and tell my father that it isn't place for your daughter, and get me out of there. She take me out of there.
Mm-hmm. What was that? What they call a lumber camp? They get big wood?
No, they get the ore. They don't don't know those things.
Uh-huh.
They, well, like this here. Mm-hmm. And then they get them in one place on the ground and bury them with the dirt, some kind of dirt. And then they burn that. And that's give coal.
Coal.
Charcoal.
Yeah.
Charcoal. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they did.
Hard work.
Hard work, all right. Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's how it went. Mm-hmm. And then after file, there was somebody's brother from Erin, Pennsylvania, and he said she had a sister in Erin, and she tried to find me work there if I want. And so he took me there. Mm-hmm. And I worked there a year or so, and then I went to Estabula back at Estabula Harbor and worked there in my restaurant and to the washing the dishes, to everything. Whatever she find to do, and she did find a lot. Because the next door, there was an old woman, and she say, Tytte Barka, oh, poor girl, how long you going to do that kind of work? I say, I don't know. I have to find something else, because that really was too much. And so in Estabula Harbor, I meet a lady friend, and we went. She asked me to go to Moreno, Ohio. Have you ever been in that part of the country? Mm-hmm. They're supposed to pay there a little more. That was about $2 a week. That was about the wages. And now they get $4 an hour and gig. Well, that's how it goes. And
what were you doing in Warren, Ohio?
I went and worked there like a housemaid. Mm-hmm. for a while, and I happened to see the guy who was kind of lonely too. He was left, his mother passed away, and they put all those kids that father did, and anybody could them take the kids. Yes, go and take it. Isn't anything support if you can support them or not? No, no. And my husband had find up or the people who took it find a place, and then he speak only he had left his father, and he forgot all about the Finn. He only speak English, and I only Finn. And we had quite hard time to get along, but we made it anyhow. And we got married all same year, last part of same year. And next year, we got a girl. And I got a girl, and son-in-law, they live in Lakeford. Real nice folks.
How many children did you have?
Just one.
Just the one. And did you live most of your life up in the north and come down here recently?
No, I came here and visit here, and I went. I didn't tell you. My husband, first husband, he kind of like somebody else, better than me. And so he started to look out, and then he was left the daughter and me. And I try all kind of work to get along, and then I have a store. I try to get the store. And I did get it some way. My brother sent me money from Michigan. And then I raised my daughter, or our daughter, and then he got married again, and then I start to work, and I do or different kind of work. I was in many, many places to work in, and I got that store about 6-7 years. And let's see, my daughter find a boy from Ernst Beulah, and they start to go together, and I was all alone again, and I start to travel. I worked a little bit, so I got money to travel, and you didn't pay much then to travel. Very, very little. And I was all along, then about 20 years, then I meet in Lakeford. I've been in Lakeford now 42 years now. I've been here that long. And then...
Can I ask you, what made you come to Lake Worth in the very beginning?
Oh, because I feel the way I want to see different parts of the different countries and different parts. I went to Hawaii and Mexico and all the town, Canada and everywhere. Yeah. And then finally I said I got so tired to hold them suitcase handles. So I one guy looked at me, kind of, he was good man. Mm-hmm. Well, he was good when he was sleeping. He liked to sleep. Oh, golly. And we stayed together about 38 years. Not quite that much. I can remember them years ago. And he'd been gone now four years. He passed away. Mm-hmm. When we were in a rest home, I've been a rest home ever since, finished American rest home.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go back to Finland to visit?
Yes, I did once. My daughter say, "Ma, you want to go to Finland? I get you a ticket and papers, what you need." And so I say, "I will." And my husband didn't even want to go. He got brothers there and what all. And so I went, and I've been in America just 50 years when I make a visit in Finland.
How did you like it?
Oh, pretty good, but I still like America best. And especially the Florida.
The weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
But I had seen so many heavy, what do you call them now, those storms.
Hurricanes.
Oh, boy. Love of it.
You've lived through all of that.
Yeah. One time took the door wave and part of a roof and one side of the house way.
Well, can I ask you, what part of Finland were you originally from?
What part?
Yeah, north, south, west?
Well, that's northeast most, they call that. It's Vasan Lani.
That's the name of the...
Yeah, Vasan. Well, that's like a county here. Yeah.
Did you visit that part when you went back to visit? Did you visit where your home used to be?
Yes, that's where I was staying. Mm-hmm. Some kind of relation. Took me there and gave me a room and feed me, and they were very, very nice people. And now they've been staying in Sweden for many, many years because they work, both of them, they pay much more in Sweden than they did in Finland.
Was that, you said, you know, your father came over to find work in the beginning.
Yeah.
Was that pretty common? Did most people have to leave to find work?
If you have to leave, what?
In Finland, was it hard to find work back when your father...
Oh, well, yeah, them times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard time to find a work, any kind of work. And he was a brick player then, part of time, and whatever he could get, he do it.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you a few things about some of the traditions of Finland that you may still know about. What is the Kalevala?
What?
What is the Kalevala? Do you know Kalevala?
Or? No, I don't.
You don't know, yes. This is I've been reading about Finland, and it's a epic, what they would call an epic poem. It tells a story of Finland, and I didn't know.
I've been reading a lot, and I've been writing on the paper, newspaper, about, 40 years, and getting the orders for the paper and write the articles and poems and singing. But in songs.
Are there Finnish songs that you particularly like?
Yeah. I had them on the paper every week, anyhow. And I got some up the fit me there now about 100 pieces yet. Yeah. And I like to can we go to different things? to find or like to know if I can give that all those poems and songs to some I don't know, some kind of place. They asked me to send them in Finland, in two different places there, but they were kind of heavy to send them, and then people know me here better than they do in Finland.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been writing?
Since I was very, very young girl.
Did your mother write too?
No, Mama didn't know how to write, and Father didn't know either. They didn't have to take the go to school when they were young.
And you went to school?
Went some, but not enough. I should get more school, you know, count out my writing. I've been very good on writing and give the speaks up to the halls and all those things.
Doris is going to ask you more questions about music later, so I wanted to go on maybe about your writing too. But can you tell me, did you learn to cook from your mother?
No. At our home, there were two brothers, my father and uncle. And his wife took the care of the kitchen and cooking and all that. And my mother took care of the cows and all those things.
So did you learn from your aunt?
No, I've been learning in different places. Yeah, and if you really want to learn when you're young, you can do it good and fast. Yeah.
What kinds of things were your favorites to make when you were a cook? What kinds of dishes would you make?
Oh, different things. Whatever anybody like, I make it.
Were there certain foods that Finnish people like particularly?
Well, in older days or some years back, potatoes and meat and fish, was most their feed.
Did you make bread?
Oh, yes, and coffee, bread, cakes, and cookies, everything.
You don't cook much now, though.
No, I don't.
You can take it easy.
Have to this time. I'm going to be 80. I was in July 20th. I was 88.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful, that's wonderful.
What about, what is a sauna?
Sauna, steam bath.
Do people still do a sauna now?
Yeah, well, I can go. Doctor told me not to go sauna because my heart is bad. And he said that steam there hurts you.
When you were younger, did you used to do a sauna?
Oh, yes. 2-3 times a week.
And was it when you lived up in Ashtabula and Ohio, was it common for many people? Did they have a sauna?
Oh, almost every family had a sauna, down the basement or in an attic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you miss it now that you can't do it?
Oh, I miss it. I haven't been in sauna. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, about 25 years or so. Mm, but I'm not 30. No. I was anyhow.
What about, can you tell me, what is St. John's Day?
Oh, that's in America. No, I can't remember. I've been reading a lot, but I can't.
Mm-hmm. Is there a festival that you celebrate in the summertime that the church puts on?
Oh, yeah. Well, we do those things, yeah. Different kind of churches to the different kind of.
I read the Finnish name for one of these, Johannes.
Johannes. Oh, yeah, that's them. Like a 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Johannes is a very, very big holiday in Finlanders. And they love that. They always have parties and up the halls and good music and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do people in America celebrate that over here?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Oh, we got a program usually, and somebody speak about Johannes, and then different kind of programs, singing, poems, and whatever.
Mm-hmm. What kind of singing?
Oh, we got, we know. What? Oh, goddy. My English had gone so poor. My daughter say, pretty soon they can sell you and you don't know anything.
Would they be the old songs? The old Finnish songs?
Yes, and almost any kind.
Mm-hmm. Would you dance?
Oh, yes. That's what keep us going.
What kind of dances do Finnish people do?
No, valsi and polka and sotis. Uh-huh.
Did you used to do the shotish and the polka?
Oh, yeah.
You like to dance? When you were younger, did you like to dance?
Oh, very much. Mm-hmm. Very much. And it's a lot of fun.
Do the younger people in Lake Worth still dance?
Oh, yes, they still go to dance. But, of course, a lot of them have their own parties now. There's young folks. There's a lot of Finns in Lakeford, by golly. It's like Ashtabula Harbor. Yeah.
Does that make you feel at home?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about Finland that you miss? I know you've been away from Finland a long time, but is there anything that you miss?
Oh, not too much, no, because see now we didn't, or I didn't have my father, and uncle was kind of angry once in a while and make us to work so hard, our kids. And, nothing much. But it was nice to go and see the old place.
I know when the Finns, when you first came over from America, and you, like you say, a lot of people might have been in your situation. You didn't know anyone, and you were a stranger and in a strange land. Were there any clubs that you could join that would make you feel?
Yes. There were.
What were they?
Oh, like at the Bulo Harbor, there were three different clubs there. And, of course, one guy had a little different programs and other little different, and that's how they had. Yes, we had things like that.
Did they have names? What were the names of the clubs? Do you remember?
Oh, Harbor, so it's anyhow, Torpa. You know what Torpa means?
Mm-mm.
Torpa means not a great big house or farm, but there's a little tiny thing on the corner somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Well, they gave that name for this hall, and then they had two, three others.
Do they still have those clubs today?
No, they're, you know, the older Finns are about gone. And they haven't got any more. Well, I don't know. I haven't been up to Asabula or Warren for a long time.
What about here in Lake Worth? Do they have clubs like that here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got where I was feed them all the time, and where I was starting. I had a first one to put my name on the book. That was the Finnish. Finnish Borgers Educational Club. That's really the name. Mm-hmm. But they have given the name now because that was too long. Mm-hmm. They have given name the Kenta Hali. Mm-hmm. You know what Kenta means?
Mm-hmm.
Kenta means a piece of ground, some kind of a nice piece of ground, and then...
And they call that Kinta Hall today?
Kinta Hall, joo. Mm-hmm. Ja sitten on tämä turistihaali. Mm-hmm. One is on the Lantana site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do they have programs?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Very much. Now in summertime, so many folks go on vacation, so they haven't too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Are you familiar at all with some of these names? These would be stories that maybe you would have known from when you were a little girl in Finland. Stories about Sampo.
About what?
Sampo. S-A-M-P-O. Sampo?
Sampo. No, I don't get the idea now.
Okay. And how about Kullervo? Kullervo. Kullervo.
No, I can't eat.
Okay. These were things that I had read about, but I wasn't sure if anyone knows about them today or had heard of them. What about when we were talking about the societies, were there any societies, temperance societies, against drinking?
Oh, yes. That's about the first thing that they had... first hall or club, they had almost every place where there were Finn, the first to stop drinking.
Is that a big problem?
Well, in someone, you can't stop them for anything. No. They like too well.
Did you ever join one of those clubs?
No. Well, we usually had a card clubs once a week or so, and we got sandwiches and coffee, and then we got a highball. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, but yes, the one.
But that was a different club.
Yeah.
When you first came over and you were up in Ohio, did you ever find that it was very hard to meet other people besides the Finnish people? Was it hard for you to...
Well, yes. That is kind of hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, they kind of look you like you were, something we don't want here, or you go on your way, don't come close to me or something. But sometimes you find the nice folks too. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good poker face.
Were there any, at that time, any stories that you heard about the Finns, that people told jokes about the Finns?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, each group that came over had a difficult time, I think, when they first came over, because people don't like to accept new people, and then after you've been here a while, it evens out. Mm-hmm. Were any of those jokes or stories about Matt or John? Did you ever hear any stories about that?
Oh, there's so many of them I can't remember now. Uh-huh. Got a highball. One, a lot of them, but yes, the one.
But that was a different club.
Yeah.
When you first came over and you were up in Ohio, did you ever find that it was very hard to meet other people besides the Finnish people? Was it hard for you to...
Well, yes. That is kind of hard. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, they kind of look you like you were... something we don't want here, or you go on your way, don't come close to me or something. But sometimes you find the nice folks too. So it's pretty good poker face.
Were there any, at that time, any stories that you heard about the Finns, that people told jokes about the Finns?
Oh, yeah. We heard them.
Yeah. Each group that came over had a difficult time, I think, when they first came over, because people don't like to accept new people, and then after you've been here a while, it evens out. Mm-hmm. Were any of those jokes or stories about Matt or John? Did you ever hear any stories about them?
Oh, there's so many of them, I can't remember now.
But you did remember hearing about Matt and John?
Yo, I said.
does yo mean yes?
Yo mean yes.
What about, did you ever hear any stories about Sven Dura?
What was that?
Sven Duva?
No, I don't get the idea. No.
But when you talk to your daughter about Finland,
and you remember the old times, what are the good things you remember about Finland?
For the first time? Oh, when you were young and could dance and enjoy. And I had it with mine other papers there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is a song that you wrote?
Yeah. Oh, I wrote a lot of songs. Oh, yes, they do sometimes. Yeah. And even in, well, that song, one time the people came from Finland, and then they come and ask if I have any songs, and I ask him to come upstairs, and I say, give me that box, and I show to you what I got. Yeah, and he happened to see that, what the polka does for you. And boy, that was in so beautifully in Finland paper, and my picture and my husband's picture there, and a lot of things in from the rest home. Yeah. And that's kind of true. Wait, well, what was it now? Polka, polka, se ihmisen nuorena pitää. That's sort of a long way. But means polka keeps you in good shape all the way. Keep your smiling and healthy and all those things. What do you need in life?
Yeah. What's the difference between a polka and a shottish?
And shottish.
Yeah.
Shottish. That's you know, you gotta take different steps. Polka, you keep on going same way, but this you go a little ways and. Stop and turn around and start again. And that.
How young were you when you first started doing these dances?
Oh, golly, I can't remember. Oh, 14, 15, something like that. We danced on the streets there or different places because in Finland, where I lived, we didn't have the halls that time yet.
In the winter time, though, would you still dance outside in the winter time?
No.
Did you think in the winter time would people mostly stay inside?
Oh yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, they keep enough heat on to keep the place warm. Yeah.
I know we've seen some beautiful weavings hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
In Finland. Is this something that most ladies would do in Finland?
No. Well, that's just habit from someone. They're beautiful. You see a lot of them in Lepokoti, rest home.
Where, did you ever learn how to do any needlework or weaving?
Oh, anything at all.
What did you use to make?
Oh, clothes for my daughter, dresses and sweaters for anybody, and myself too. I wasn't heavy like this then, I was just a girl. We always wear the same clothes, my daughter and me, when she went to school. We were about 120 and a little over that, and now I have jumped 150.
That happens.
Oh, yes, but it's not good. conventional quartet.
It's because you're not doing the polka anymore.
Not much. No, no. And if I go to hall, they got younger girls there. They kind of look at you and go somewhere else.
That's too bad. You'd be back down at 120 if they just ask you to dance some.
Yeah.
I know. Did you ever make a rug? Did you ever make rugs?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you make them out of?
From clothes, but I don't wear them anymore.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, rags.
Clothes to pieces.
Let me do you want to take a little tiny break? Well, we change places here, and Doris will ask you some questions. Just the last of these questions.
Of course. Oh, no. You're going to start.
That's right. It's just about your music.
Yeah, tell me if you get tired or anything else. I'm interested to know, did anyone that you know ever play the cantele?
Play what?
The cantele.
Oh, yes, yes. They play any kind of instruments. I got a son-in-law. He's a very good player about the organ.
Organ?
Well, he's been playing everything. He started when he were kid up the hall, so he tell him polka and everything else. And now he's got a good organ and he's a good player.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn to sing?
Sing? Oh, it comes, yes. pulls out. But my voice has gone down, so I'm not singer anymore. But of course, I be fit the gang. They need somebody to stand on. Yeah.
That you still sing along.
Yeah.
Did your mother and father used to sing too?
I know my mother sing. I didn't see my father sing. Or hear.
What kinds of songs did she sing? Do you remember?
What?
What kinds of songs did your mother sing?
Oh, about I don't know. She only Cornell. You know anything about that? Cornell. She only certain kind of song book or so certain kind of church or club who sing those songs. I don't know where the mama had learned. She,
and those songs were called Cannel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were they about? What did they speak about, those songs?
Oh, I can't remember. It's so long.
Mm-hmm. The songs that you wrote, were most of them, were they love songs or?
Well, some of them, yeah. Yeah, and different part of the country. See, I be going around awful lot. Different part of the countries and people there. And I got many songs from Florida, very, very pretty songs.
So you like to learn songs everywhere? When you would travel somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Do different parts of Finland have different songs?
Oh, yeah, but same songs too, of course, all over.
What's one of the most typical Finnish songs?
Oh, about... how I could say now, I can remember how. Well, church songs is most.
When people sang,
back in Finland, did they sing all alone, or did they sing with an instrument playing?
Well, if they got an instrument, but the other ways they sing all alone. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of musical organizations or clubs are there in this country, in America?
All different things, different part of the country, different things. Mm-hmm.
We were hearing that sometimes there are choruses for men or for women.
I don't know how to explain to you that.
Like a group of men that get together to sing, or a group of women who sing sing songs together?
Oh, yes, they do those things. Mm-hmm. And especially now, when it's warm, like a summertime, and we sing outside a lot of times, gang.
Just people getting together?
Yeah. Enjoying their songs.
Do people ever play the violin when someone's singing?
Yes, they do.
Which part of Finland is the most musical part? What region?
Oh, let's see. What I say? Karjala. That's supposed to be the most of music.
That people from there sing a lot?
Karjala.
What's the name of the region that you're from?
That's hard to tell.
It didn't have a name like Karjala.
I didn't really know now what you mean.
I was wondering, what does where you're from in Finland, does it have a name like, you told us that it had a county name, kind of a small name. Is there a name for the whole region that you're from?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. Like, there's a walls, like, or Mars. Yeah, they sing in together, them.
I asked Anne this also. How did people used to celebrate a wedding? What did they do at a wedding in Finland?
That's something I can't tell you anymore because it's so long. Uh-huh. I have seen waiting there. Mm-hmm. Well, they usually go to church, mm-hmm. and a preacher preaches there. And
was there any dancing in the street?
Oh, hardly. No.
So it was a very solemn.
Yeah, unless it's somebody musical or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I don't know.
How you think I can answer you?
If I can't think of a question. I blanked out too.
You did so well.
Yes, that was really interesting.
And your story is so interesting of coming over and how you made a new life for yourself.
Yeah.
When you're a very young girl. Weren't you scared to come over?
Well, I wasn't. I came with my brothers to this country, and then he left me when he got me to sister. So I was there then for about half year or so.
I just thought of something that kind of a different subject. When you had your daughter, did you used to, were there any songs that you sang to her to help her go to sleep?
Oh, there were a lot of them. I can't remember.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a little girl who is 2.5 years old.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we sing to her songs.
Oh, yes. There's certain kind of songs they sing for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you came over, did you come over on a boat?
Yeah.
Was it crowded? Lots of people coming over?
Oh, yes. And you know those boats were just like some kind of old wagons and bed. They had a bed, about 2 layers or 3 layers beds in a bedroom. One give up and something else and it was sort of a stormy there one time, and my brother was with me, like I told you, he was sort of a worry what had happened to me, and he went to my room and look, and I wasn't there, and he look, and he find me laying on the what do you call those pipes on the deck there, yeah. And I was laying there on the top and tried to keep hold of it because both went like this.
Oh my goodness, that sounds awful. Where did it land? Where did you land?
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
How long did it take to come over?
Oh, I think it took 4 weeks, but don't usually take that much if you don't have to wait. We have to wait some time in Hong Kong near me. That's a port in Finland. And then in England, again.
Waiting,
yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Well, thank you so much.
I was told what the Anne was telling me, the word for thank you is kidos.
Kidos, yeah.
Kidos.
You say a lot of thanks. You say paljon kiitoksia.
Paljon kiitoksia.
Yeah.
Just for our records, I need to know, what was your birth date? What day were you born?
Oh my goodness, I can't remember that anymore.
You said July 20th?
Yeah.
July 20th.
I was 20, I was 88.
That's right, you were 88, so 1893.
Yeah.
And where?
Where I born? In Finland.
Was there a town? Did you have a town that you were born in?
No.
Just
my mama worked there, and they let him be quiet as long as she got me out. Boy.
And can I get you to sign this? That's the last thing I need to do.
And listen, what that means now.
Okay, this is a release form, and it says that in consideration of the work we're doing to...
and I never carry the paper or anything and look at it like some speaker stuff was in my head.
Mm-hmm. You must have been a good speaker.
Oh, they always like.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you didn't tire yourself with me.
I hope you didn't tire yourself.
We could go on forever listening to you. We just didn't want you.